Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday during the week, just after 9:50. Just got about 10 minutes. Again, if you have any questions, give us a call, 75-537-1350. And again, I am here with some folks from the K-State Beach Museum, here with Director Linda Duke, Eileen Wong, and Enrico Oyama, who's one of the artists that has been brought in for the museum, has a exhibit, doing a mural, doing all sorts of good stuff. And Linda, there were some other exhibits you wanted to talk about.
Kind of a multicultural moment that we're celebrating at the Beach Museum. Besides Enrico's wonderful show, Ubiquitous, we have two other shows currently open. One is called Reclaimed Creations, work by a Brazilian Japanese artist named Sayaka Gans. And it has a kind of environmental theme because Sayaka makes her wonderful dynamic animal sculptures entirely out of discarded plastic implements, spoons, spatulas, coat hangers, sunglasses. But they really have to be seen to be believed because the energy and the motion and the character of the animals is really captured in that work. And then we have a small, really fine exhibition called Thrift Style that celebrates some of the heritage of our own region, clothing from the historic costume and textile collection in the College of Human Ecology at K-State. And this show features clothing and aprons and other things, quilts made out of feed and grain and flour sacks. That's something that was especially important in the 1920s and 30s when, during the Depression years, people had to make use of what they could. And some of the sack, the grain, and feed companies started competing with each other by printing attractive designs on their bags so that people would buy them to do sewing projects. So both of those shows are up at the same time as Ubiquitous. And then opening this Saturday to the public, October 7th, is a new exhibition called Fronteras, Frontiers. It features the work of two artists, Artemio Rodriguez, whose wonderful painted 1948 van is on display out in the museum parking lot right now. It's a mobile printmaking studio and art gallery, and a really important part of Artemio's practice is to get art out to neighborhoods. So the van has really been in a lot of American cities and will be going to Mexico after it's done in our area. And the second artist in that show is Fidencio Fifield Perez. Fidencio just arrived last night. He installs his own very fine wall-mounted sculptures. So he is in the gallery as we speak, putting that show together. And if people can come to the Beach Museum this Saturday, October 7th, in the afternoon from noon to 4, we'll be holding a big festival to celebrate all four of those exhibitions. And besides Enrico and Fidencio, Sayaka Gans will be here for that. And Enrico, maybe you want to tell a little bit what you'll be doing that day.
Yes, I'm going to do a live painting on site on canvases using like spray paint and sumi ink and like for 30, 45 minutes. And that will be, I think, one of the performances that I do while I'm here. Yeah.
Does it change when you have folks watching like that as far as your art? Are you aware of that, or do you still just kind of zeroed in?
Well, I'm sure I'm aware of the audience surrounding. But, you know, I'm facing on canvas, so I don't see the people. I don't have my eyes on my back, but still, I feel it and it affects, yeah.
And I just want to add that, you know, Enrico's practice is that when he's painting, especially in a live painting performance, he's feeling the energy of the place and the energy of the people. And, you know, he doesn't plan what he's doing beforehand. So all of it is just feeling the moment, and that gets translated into what he puts on the canvas. So you're seeing like an exciting artistic moment if you are there for that event.
And capturing the moment, kind of like, yeah. Kind of yeah. Like the way you capture a moment with the camera, but even more, like, this is even more, it's hard to describe in a way. It's the same thing, but so different.
Yeah, you're seeing artistry and creativity in motion.
Yeah, we're so excited about it. There'll be lots of creative opportunities for visitors that day, too. There'll be art-making activities. I know in one case, people are going to get to mix up paint and paint their own mural on the loading dock at the museum. And so I hope people will come. Your sister station, Sunny 102.5, will be broadcasting live from the museum that day from noon to 2 p.m. And throughout our Art in Motion event, there'll be music wafting over from the Manhattan or Harmony in the Hat music festival that will be going on across the street in the Little Triangle Park of Aggieville. That's put on by the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative. And so we've worked closely with them to plan the two events together.
And this is a free event.
All free.
All free. And actually, Enrico and I and the two other artists, Fidencio and Sayaka, we're going over to the Triangle Park at around 12:40 to talk to everybody.
And remind us where the mural is?
Mural is on 706 North 11th Street, and it's the building where we have Little Apple Art Supply Store, who is a major sponsor of our exhibition. Little Apple Art Supply provided all the supplies that Enrico is using for both the murals and the live painting performance, because those two paintings will eventually enter the Beach Museum collection, thanks to Little Apple Art Supply.
We've had some wonderful sponsorship and support for all four of these shows. A grant from the Pine Foundation, a grant from the Lincoln and Dorothy Deal Fund, and then some individual gifts, businesses in town. Anderson Bed and Breakfast is a major sponsor of Enrico's residency.
Yeah, Anderson Bed and Breakfast is hosting Enrico for the whole month. So he has a wonderful home away from home here in Manhattan, Kansas.
Exactly, yes.
Have you guys been giving Enrico some places to check out? And you got to go by the football stadium. If you're in Manhattan, you got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some good parks. If you're looking for some nature inspiration.
We have to get him out to Konza Prairie. Yes, that's a must. In fact, we were going to go out there, but the weather didn't cooperate, so that's been put on hold.
You might have to wait till next week on the way I think it's looking.
We got some pretty good restaurants, too, you know.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You like to eat? Enrico, you like to eat?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes.
All right. I'm sure we can help you out there.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys, so much for coming on. Enrico, welcome. I hope you enjoy your month here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dave, I tee it off to you, sir.
All right, Brady, thank you much. Nice work this morning. Appreciate that. Coming up on In Focus tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be the 5th of October. My goodness. Tomorrow, NBAF Director of Partnership Development Marty Vanier will be joining us, along with Governor's Military Council Executive Director General Perry Wiggins. Always interesting to get those updates from both those organizations. K-State volleyball tonight beginning at 7:30 on News Radio KMAN. Clark Howard is next.